God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Have you ever prayed to God, but you got a different answer than what you expected? Have you ever prayed and not received any answer at all? If we're honest today, I believe that all of us would have to admit that at some time in our lives, we have been surprised by God the way we did or did not receive answers to prayer. If you've prayed a lot, and if you're a person of faith, chances are at some point you asked God to do something that you knew God could do, and you thought He should do, but He simply did not do it. And if you're like a lot of people, it shook your faith, and you were left wondering, why didn't God do what I asked Him to do? The good news is that the Bible has the answer for such questions today. I may not be able to tell you as an individual why God has not answered your specific prayers, but I know that the Word of God has the answers. And I believe today that as God's Word shines a light in our hearts, His Holy Spirit will speak to each of us to give us comfort, to give us strength, and to give us faith so that we will continue to pray and receive our answers from God. Well, let's begin today by reading together our scripture text found in John 14:13-14. Ready? Go. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word to your hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. What a powerful promise we have from this verse. This is one of the verses I cling to when I have an urgent need and I'm going to God in prayer. For you see, Jesus said God the Father will hear. Jesus said God the Father will answer. And the Bible is full of stories of men and women who've seen answers to prayer. Think about Joshua, who prayed and commanded the sun to stand still, and it was done. Think about Daniel, who prayed and was thrown into a cave full of hungry lions. Yet God closed the lions' mouths, and Daniel was saved. Think about the time when the first church prayed for Peter. He'd been thrown into prison by King Herod and was going to be executed the next day. But when the people of God prayed, the prison doors were miraculously thrown open, and an angel delivered Peter out of the prison. But friends, it's not only people in the Bible that have seen answers to prayer. The good news is I've seen it in my own life too. I've seen God do miracles. I've seen things happen in my life and ministry that can only be attributed to the miraculous intervention of the Lord God Almighty. I'll never forget a time 24 years ago when my wife and I were living in Nigeria. Our daughter, LaDonna, was just 3 years old when she became very sick. She came down with a serious fever. I remember driving her to the doctor, and when the doctor saw her and examined her, she admitted her into the hospital. They gave her all types of injections, yet nothing seemed to work. And I'll never forget the day the doctor came into the hospital room. I was sitting by my daughter's bedside, and the doctor laid her hand on my shoulder and said, "I'm sorry, Reverend Whitcomb, there's nothing else we can do for her. The medicine isn't working. Only God can save her." Only God can save her. No treatment, no medicine, no operation, no doctor. Only God. And we prayed. We cried out to God. And somehow Jesus walked into that hospital room and He touched my daughter and healed her. When there was no other hope, no other way, God healed her. And today she's 27 years old. She just got married and God answered prayer. Jesus said, "Ask in my name and my Father will do it." For friends, the promise is real. The promise works. And yet when we read promises like this, it can make it even more difficult to understand why sometimes our own prayers are not answered. Let's be frank. God answered my prayer and healed my daughter. And yet there are other times I prayed for someone and they didn't get healed. So why is that? And it makes me want to know, is there something I can know or something I can do that will make my prayers more effective? And in these verses from John 14, we can begin to gain understanding that answers those questions. For if you look closely at Jesus' words, you can see some significant truths. For example, Jesus said that the reason he will answer your prayers is to bring glory to the Father. See, there's a purpose in God answering prayers. It's not just to bless you or to help you. It's always to glorify God the Father. And then look at this. The prayer must be prayed in Jesus' name, meaning we have to pray in the right way. God doesn't answer just any prayer. He answers prayers that follow his precepts. So let's take a moment and look at God's word and discover three truths to remember when your prayers are not answered. God always knows best. See, the first thing we must always remember when we pray is that we are not God. We don't have all knowledge or all wisdom. So when we pray, we're asking for what we think will be the best solution to a problem. We pray from our perspective and ask God to do what we think is best. But we don't have all the knowledge. We don't have all the wisdom. So we don't always know what is best. Sometimes what looks good to me may not be good for me. God sees more than I see. He looks down the road and sees my future and sees how things will develop. And that's why when we pray, we always have to yield our will to his will. For not every prayer you pray would be for your best. You may pray and think it's the right thing, but that thing could lead you astray. And friend, the fact is, God loves you too much to answer your prayers when they are not for your best. See, friends, God loves you too much to answer your prayers when your prayers are not in your best interest. In fact, that's why the Bible tells us it's only prayers that are prayed according to the will of God that he will hear and answer. Listen to these verses in 1 John 5:14 and 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. This was a lesson even Jesus, the Son of God, had to learn. When he faced the cross, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Luke 22:42-43, it tells us, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but thine be done." Jesus had to learn the secret that successful prayer, prayer that gets an answer from God the Father, is prayer that's yielded to his will. To pray successfully is to pray according to God's will and God's plan. For you see, God always gives the best to those who leave the choice to him. So how do you know that young man you're praying for is going to stay with you in marriage? Let God decide, and God will provide. Brother, how do you know that the company you are trying to get a job with is going to stay in business past this year? You may think that's the only job for you. It looks so good, and the pay is great, and you think, if I can just get that job, my problems will be solved. You think, if I don't get that job, I'm going to die. If I don't pass the interview, I'll be angry and discouraged, and you'll blame God. But brother, God knows best. For you see, he sees what you don't see. He might see that the CEO of that company is stealing money, and that he's going to prison. He might see that the company is going to go bankrupt, and God sees the danger for you if you took that position. Let God decide, and God will provide. Friend, God may not answer your prayer the way you think is best, but God is always doing what is right and what is best for you. That's why it's so important that we yield ourselves to God when we pray. If you come to God with your own agenda and your own selfish motives as your goal, then the Bible tells us plainly that God will not answer your prayer. Listen to James 4:3. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you might spend what you get on your own pleasures. You may think your motives are pure, but the Lord himself will test your heart and weigh your motives. See, Proverbs 16:2 says, "All a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord." The only way for you to ensure your prayers are in the will of God is for you to come to Him in prayer and yield yourself to Him. See, our first action point for answered prayer is this: I will yield my will to the will of God. Go ahead and fill in the blank with the word will. Friend, realize today, you've got to come to God in all humility and in all sincerity and surrender. Every time you pray, you should say to the Lord, "Not my will, but yours be done. I only want what you want, Lord. If what I'm praying for today is not your will, then God, don't answer my prayer. Let me have your will and your will alone." And when you pray like that, the Lord will hear an answer. That another reason why your prayers may not be answered is this: something may be blocking my request. Fill in the blank with the word request. You know what, friends? When we hear something may be blocking my request, most of us automatically think of the devil. We think there must be a witch or a demon who's blocking my prayer. But most often, the greatest hindrance to our prayers getting through to God is not the devil, but it's us. That's what Jesus teaches us in Mark 11, 24 and 25. Jesus said, "I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too." Jesus starts out encouraging us. He says, if you pray for anything, friends, anything, somebody say anything, in faith, it will be done. And we hear that and we get all excited and we jump up and shout, "I receive." Jesus is telling us that God wants to answer our prayers. He's encouraging us. But then he gets to the next point, that sometimes even though God wants to hear you, and even though God wants to answer you, and even though you've prayed in faith, there's something blocking your prayer from being answered. It's not a witch. It's not a wizard. It's not the devil or your grandmother in the village. It's not the old lady in your compound. It's unforgiveness. Jesus said, if you hold a grudge against anyone, then you've got to resolve that and forgive them before your prayer will be heard. Friends, let's be honest today. There's a lot of folks in church who can pray really well. They can pray loud. They can pray in tongues. They can pray all night. They are really good at prayer, but in real life, they're mean. They cut you off on Lagos Avenue. They jump the queue at Maxmart. They rush into the car park at church and scrape your car, and they don't even care. I know some people that shake under the power of the Holy Ghost, but gossip like the devil. I know some people who blast in tongues but are full of hate. And Jesus says, you can pray all you want, but if you won't forgive anyone who did you wrong, then your prayer request will be blocked. It's getting quiet in here today. But the fact is, you can't love God when you don't love your brother. You cannot have a right relationship with God when you have a broken relationship with your brother in Christ. And you cannot come to God and get answers to your prayers when you won't go to your brother or sister in Christ to reconcile with him or with her. You know, one of the verses in the Bible that frightens me the most, it's not a verse about judgment or hell. It's not a verse about the devil. It's a verse found in 1 Peter 3:7. It says this: in the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. Ouch! Friends, if you can't get along with your wife or your husband, then your prayers will be hindered. Something will be blocking your request. And I'm sorry to say today, but a lot of people are just wasting their time when they pray. It's not because God doesn't answer prayers. Oh, no, He does. I don't say people are wasting their time when they pray because prayer doesn't work. Oh, prayer works. But I say a lot of people are wasting their time when they pray because even though they pray, they are still living in sin. And that sin you are committing is blocking your request from coming. It's blocking your prayers from even reaching heaven. You can pray, pray, pray all day. But until you turn from your evil ways of lies or stealing or fornication, God is not going to listen to you. That's what the Bible says in John chapter 9:31. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does His will. Listen also to Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Friend, many people wonder why their prayers are not answered, but God is wondering why you pray without repenting of your sin. You can't play games with God. He sees what you're doing. He knows what's in your heart, and He refuses to hear or answer you till you get your life right with God. That's why our second action point for answered prayer today is this. Are you ready? Our second action point for answered prayer: I will remove the barriers that keep me from God. You may have bitterness or unforgiveness in your heart. You may have sin in your life that is keeping you from God. Remove those barriers today, and God will hear, and God will answer your prayers. Well, finally, the third truth today is this. Sometimes prayers are not answered immediately because God may be putting me through a test. See, friends, sometimes your prayer is being answered, but it's just not being answered as quickly as you want. God will often send us through a time of testing to purify our motives and to build our faith. One of the ways God tests our faith is by making us wait for an answer to prayer. But in that time of waiting, we must always remember, delay is not denial. Friends, the good news for you today is this. Great tests lead to great testimonies. Great battles lead to great victories. Great struggles lead to great praise. And the longer you wait and the harder the test, then the greater will be your rejoicing when the answer finally comes. That's why you have to stand in faith and not allow doubt to come in. James chapter 1, verses 6 to 7 says, "But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord." One time a woman visited a church on Sunday when the praise and worship was very lively and hot. The woman got excited and she started waving her hanky and dancing around the church. Unknown to her, as she celebrated, the beautiful diamond necklace she was wearing fell off her neck. She didn't notice that it was missing until she got home. Frantically, she telephoned the office of the church and told them what had happened. Well, the pastor on duty asked her to hold the line while he went to search. A search was made and the necklace was found. But when he got back to the phone, the woman had tired of waiting and had hung up. The pastor waited for her to call again, but she never called back. The next Sunday, the pastor put a notice in the bulletin, but he never heard anything further from the woman who lost her necklace. What a strange and foolish person, we say. Why would she call looking for her valuable necklace, but then not have enough patience to wait for the reply? But when you think about it, isn't that the way many of us pray? We tell the Lord all about our needs, but then fail to hold the line. We make our requests known to God, but then we never wait long enough to hear His response. As a result, we miss the joy of answered prayer and the reward of persistent faith. Friends, the fact is, prayer that gets result is persistent prayer. In order to achieve powerful results, you have to be able to persevere. You have to mix faith with patience. If you give up too soon, you'll miss the answer that God wants to give you. Millions of prayers have gone unanswered in the world today because the person praying gave up too soon. You've got to know today, it will all work out in the end. And if it hasn't all worked out yet, then it's not the end. Friend, listen to me. Anything in life can change. There may be setbacks and delays, but setbacks are temporary. There are times when things don't go through right away, but then a change comes along. And the fact is, any situation in life can be changed. Though things may look bleak, the end is what matters. You haven't come to the end yet, so there's always hope. Here's what you need to know right now. This is not the end. You've not come to the end yet. Right now, you may be at the beginning. Right now, you may be in the middle. But until you've come to the end, there is always hope. Things may look bleak in the beginning. Things may be tough in the middle. But what matters is the end. And you haven't come to the end yet. As long as God is on the throne, and as long as you can pray, then this is not the end. The bills may be coming due, but this is not the end. The marriage may be in trouble, but this is not the end. Your test scores may be low, but this is not the end. Your application may be ignored, but this is not the end. Your body may be weak, but this is not the end. You may have tried to conceive with no results, but this is not the end. Your child may be running away from God, but this is not the end. For the last chapter in your story has not yet been written. The final testimony has not yet been told. There are still miracles and answers to prayer that are yet to happen. And in the end, the contract will be signed. In the end, the marriage will be saved. In the end, God is going to move your application to the top of the pile, and you will get that job. In the end, your body will recover. Your womb will conceive. Your family will be reunited. Your children will serve God. Your hope will be restored. In the end, you will laugh and praise God for answered prayer. That's exactly what happened throughout the Bible to men and women of God. They had to wait for their prayers to be answered, and sometimes it seemed that the promise of God would not be fulfilled. But they knew that delay was not denial. They knew that they were being tested in their faith. That's why Hebrews 6:12 tells us, "Imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised." There's about to be a manifestation of God in your life. It's not time to give up. It's time to lift up your head because something is about to happen in your life. God is going to ensure it. Somebody in this room today is coming into their harvest right now. I'm talking to somebody today who came in here with your head down. I'm talking to somebody today who couldn't even praise because you're filled with fear and doubt and anxiety. I'm talking to somebody today who's so tired and weary, you feel like you're going to faint. I'm talking to somebody today who's downcast and brokenhearted. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. Your answer is on its way. And the evidence that you are close to your breakthrough is that you feel like you're about to faint. But don't faint. You're at the door of your miracle. You're at the threshold of your breakthrough. Pray and don't give up. For delay is not denial. God is going to answer your prayer. Your faith is being tested, but if you hold on, it is not in vain. For Mark 9:23, Jesus said, "Everything is possible for him who believes." And that's our last action point for answered prayer. I will persevere in faith by the grace of God. I will achieve what God has given me to do. I will receive all that he has for me. Friends, sometimes we wonder why our prayers aren't answered. Sometimes we need to acknowledge that God knows best. He sees what's best for us. We don't need to struggle. We simply need to yield our wills to him. Sometimes our prayers are not answered because something in us is blocking our request from coming. It may be bitterness or unforgiveness or unconfessed sin in our lives. Remove those barriers and begin to receive answers to your prayer. But sometimes our prayers are not answered because God is testing our faith. He wants to know that we're going to persevere so that by the time we receive that victory and that breakthrough, we will know it came from him and we will give him and him alone the praise. Don't be discouraged. You're on the threshold of victory. Keep praying, keep pressing in, remove those barriers, and trust your life into the hands of the living God who cares for you.
The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. James chapter 4 verse 8 tells us to draw near to God. So, draw near. Join us at Agape House to hear Pastor Whitcomb preach anointed and life-transforming sermons in the Draw Near Sermon Series. The Draw Near Sermon Series begins on the weekend of November 17th and 18th at the Agape House New Testament Church.
Agape House is located at Agape Land, near the ANC Square in East Lagos. Join us for worship service on Saturday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. or on Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. An awesome time awaits you.
Are you looking for a church where the presence of God fills every service? Are you searching for a church where you can grow in your faith through anointed preaching of God's word? Are you longing for a family? Are you longing for a church family that would love and accept you just as you are, while helping you to become all God wants you to be? Your search is over. Come to Agape House New Testament Church this weekend and experience a powerful touch from the Lord. We invite you to join us at the Saturday night church from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. or in worship on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Agape House is located at Agape Lawn near ANC Square in East Lagos, or visit www.agapehouseghana.org.
This program is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.